lift up these prayers for your namesake and for your glory. Somebody say amen. Y'all, today we are continuing with the EDU series. Brother Alpheus always gives us something to think about and focus on. And EDU stands for we are equipped, we are disciplined, and we are understanding. And he tells us as the students move up, move forward academically, and I'm going to say spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, the church is called also to advance likewise. We are living in a time where we are faced with all kinds of tensions, whether it's overseas or whether it's right here in our community. We're always facing something, but because of God's word, we are equipped. We can have and choose, to have discipline and to walk in his truth and understanding through the Spirit. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for the Spirit. We thank God for the Spirit because when the noise of the world leaves us drained, it leaves us frustrated, leaves us tempted to withdraw. This time, this series can help us remember. It's a good old time for us to have a spiritual tune-up. Somebody say spiritual tune-up. Yes, and I was thinking about, you know, we usually have the New Year's resolution in January, and we begin again in January. But this time of year in August, it's another time that we can reflect. We can look back and see how we are equipped. Where are we on the road in terms of our discipline and understanding? And so we could just have a twice a year time where we remember the newness and where we are and how we can best hearing God clearly, knowing that our souls are being refreshed. We can understand God's truth more, and we can live with grace no matter where we are in this world. Amen, somebody. Amen. So our thought for today is, what is your learning style? What is your learning style? And this comes from our focus scripture is Proverbs 4:7. Which tells us wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all of your getting, get understanding. Somebody say, get understanding. So what is your learning style? How do you like to learn? As I'm looking out over the congregation and I consider myself, I see people on their phones taking notes. I'm one of those people who has to have a notebook. I just still have to have me some paper and a pen. I write notes, other people write notes, and I've seen folk take pictures. But we all have different types of learning styles and preferences. So I'm being inspired to talk a little bit about what are some of the learning styles? And you probably have thought about it, but I'm just going to remind you of what some of those are. There's a model called the VARC model, who developed it by Neil Fleming. And there are four ways of learning. Visual, that means we have to see. Some people prefer learning things by using images, diagrams, and charts. You have to see it to understand it. Or some people, as they say, you have to see it to believe it. Some people have to see it to understand it. That's why some people say, you see what I'm saying? That's a visual learner, I believe. Then we have the auditory learner. These are the people who listen. They listen for spoken information, and they get a lot from discussions, lessons, studies like we're doing. Somebody say auditory. Yes, we listen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That's an auditory person. You hear what I'm saying? And my favorite way, I know that I am auditory as well as a reading and writer learner. And this person prefers to engage with textbooks, reading, writing, and anything that has any activity to do with reading and writing. I'm all on top of that. Y'all read me? Love to read. How many readers do we have? I'm one of those people who have to have a book. Some people like the Kindles, and they can, you know, I like listening to the audiobooks now. But boy, there's nothing more relaxing and consuming for me than to have a book, and you can turn those papers. And the other one is a kinesthetic learner. These people have to have hand-on experiences. They got to get in there, carpenters. They got, if I can't do it, I can't understand. So we have those people that they have to do it. Some people say, look, repeat after me, I can watch. I don't always have to do something to understand and learn. And then there's another one. Another form of learning and how people approach learning, and that's the activist. That's the person who has to engage in a new experience, and they learn by doing. And then there are the reflectors. I'm a reflector too. I like to look and see what's going on and think about what's happening before I do it. Like they said, you know, whenever you used to be doing things when you were growing up and your parents say, just cause your friend jump off a bridge, are you gonna jump off it too? So we don't always have to, or there are some people, excuse me, who observe what they're doing before they do it. Then you have the theorists. Those theorists, I like these too. This person prefers to understand the underlying principles and the theories behind the concept. I'm that person who will drive you completely nuts going, but why? 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 For real? How you do that? So those theorists, they want to know why. That's what I like about psychology. I see what you're doing, but I want to understand why. How far we got to go back? Somebody say, why? Then you have the pragmatists. Pragmatists. The pragmatics. This learner wants to see how the theories can be applied in the world. Oh, I'm that special person where Jesus says we can do what he says do, and that includes walking on the water. And I'm like, well, Jesus, I'm gonna walk on the water. I can't even swim. Then I begin to realize one day what the Holy Spirit is so smooth whenever we are led by the Holy Spirit. Y'all, do you know that every time it's raining and any time we're walking, we're walking on water. Now, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed and you can move a mountain, and Jesus says it is done according to your faith. I do believe. I'm not going to try, Lord, but I think I could walk on water. But right now, I'll just do it on cement. Amen. Somebody say, I can walk on water. Play if you want to. He said you can walk on water. He just happened to be on a lake. Amen. Amen. That's why we go to Proverbs. Proverbs tells us that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all of your getting, get understanding. How do we get understanding? In other words, y'all, how do you learn? Well, one of my favorite movies is Sister Act 1 and 2. And in Sister Act 2, Sister Donovan says, you don't have to eat a donut. to know is sweet. Somebody said, you don't have to eat a donut to know it's sweet. Now, I'm sure there is a scripture that supports this, but I didn't write it down. And in this moment, I'm open for suggestions for anybody who want to tell me what come to your mind whenever you hear, you don't have to eat a donut to know it's sweet. You don't have to know where the wind has been and where the wind is going. But God is like the wind. God is always going and coming. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, they be helping me out in a tight fix somewhere. But it's true. We don't have to eat the donut to know it's sweet. That is called vicarious learning. I can look and I can tell. There are some things that I don't have to do just because you've done them. But you know, they've got some people who, if they don't do it themselves, it hasn't really happened. It doesn't have the same impact. Do y'all know people like that? If you're one of them, say, well, I'm one of them. But I can stand boldly and say, I am not one of them. Somebody say, I'm not one of them. I don't have to do it. I can learn. Honey, I be trying, I'm telling you, I can learn from reading a book, Jesus, okay? I can learn from watching something on TV. How do you learn? Somebody say, we don't have enough time. Repeat after me. We don't have enough time to do everything to understand. All right. Now, here is my other favorite quote from Sister Act. Have Sister Act 2, but it's actually Sister Act 1. And there was a song that the sister sang. If my sister's in trouble, so am I. Do y'all feel that way? If my sister's in trouble, so am I. Well, I used to be like, yeah, that's my sister. Well, thank God for Galatians. Somebody say, thank God for Galatians. Yeah, thank God for Galatians. Galatians 6:1-5 tells us, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit, somebody say, live by the Spirit, should restore that person. Somebody say, gently. Gently. One more time, gently. Restore that person gently. But watch yourself, or you may also be tempted. Somebody say, watch yourself. Danger. Watch yourself. Newsflash. And this leads back to what Brother Alpheus said last week. And it's not an exact quote, but when he was talking about how we are equipped and how we become more disciplined and how we navigate through understanding, he said something along the lines of, there's a difference between condemnation and correction. That's my paraphrase. Y'all, we all are gonna miss the mark. Somehow, somewhere, some way. That's wisdom. Understanding helps us to understand that no matter how often, no matter how many times, no matter how regular something is for us, it's going to be one of those times that things are just not going to work out as we planned or hoped or thought. Amen. That is why we have to understand the importance of Proverbs 4:7. We have to be equipped to understand. I'm going to miss it. You're going to miss it. At one time or another, we're all going to miss it. Please repeat after me. At one time or another, we're all going to miss it. That's knowing that is wisdom. Understanding that comes from having discipline. Because we go through one thing and we go through another. That's why I asked the question, how do you learn? If we learn according to Galatians 5, that we are recognizing that we live by the Spirit, whether we make that mistake, a bad choice, even with ourselves, we have to restore even yourself. If my sister's in trouble, so am I. Paul says in Galatians 2, carry each other's burden, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, yo, dude, you're not tricking me. No. Word says they deceive themselves. This is where wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, being equipped, having the discipline, and being able to understand has the greatest impact. Each one should test their own actions. Remember, y'all, we're told try the Spirit by the Spirit, right? We should try ourselves by ourselves. If we don't like being lied to, well, it's kind of hard to get mad if someone lies to us, amen? Well, if I am not doing what I'm supposed to do every time I'm supposed to do it, but I want you to cut me some slack, when do I cut you slack? Someone say, test your own actions. We have to be equipped. That takes discipline. And we have to be willing to understand. Not only understand ourselves, but understand others. And that comes from a deeper, more intimate relationship with God. Amen. Then it says, then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. Ooh, how deep is that? You take pride in yourself, but wait a minute, you're not supposed to think more highly of yourself than you should. So how are you going to take pride in yourself? That's where being equipped with discipline and understanding comes into play. We have to take some time to be honest. Somebody say, be transparent, authentic, and genuine. Somebody say, tag. We have to play tag where I stand, what my views are, even whenever I am aware of my choices. Katie Webb, you knew better when you did that. You can't be hollering at these people driving crazy whenever you don't signal sometimes and you ain't figured out how to drive that great big truck sometime. So how are you gonna get mad if people driving strange in the road with you? We have to be honest. Okay, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit says, try. Repeat after me. Try looking at the person in the mirror. Maybe that's why you've got that little reflecting mirror, the mirror. What you call the mirror that's right there in front of you? The rear view mirror. We have the rear view mirror in there so we can see ourselves and see what's behind us too. But we have to be honest and wise enough to look. Be careful about how comparing ourselves to someone else. I don't drive like that, but you drive crazy. Crazy is crazy when you're driving crazy. I like to use driving because by the grace of God, you know, I can honestly say, boy, that's where I be getting delivered. You know how they say, ooh, my toe, Jesus. Yeah. I'm so glad that I'll be waving. I almost pulled out in front of somebody I knew, Don Parker. This was true. I almost pulled in a big old truck. Oh, the brakes, Jesus. I almost pulled out, and I was just waving. And I was like, I know that was me. I'm sorry. End up being Don Parker. I said, oh, Jesus, thank you for letting it be somebody I know. I got to call him and say, you cussed me first, though, didn't you? Yes, it's nothing better than driving. To be that thing to help keep us in check. Come on, somebody repeat after me. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Why? Because each one has to carry our own load. I'm like, Paul, can you make up your mind? Verse 2, you said, carry each other burden. Then you're going to turn around in verse 5, talking about carrying my own burden. I get it. My sister's in trouble. If my sister's in trouble, so am I. I'm coming. We got a plan. We got a plan. Okay, we're going to go to the plan, and we're going to work it out. I'm with you this time, but we in this situation again. Hold up. Now, are we going to stick to the plan this time? Because last time, you didn't stick to the plan. Okay, the last time, I didn't stick to the plan. That's why we have to be gentle. Because sometimes we can follow through, and sometimes we don't do such a good job at following through. If my sister's in trouble, so am I. Well, try the spirit by the spirit. That's where wisdom come in. I'm here for you, but, well, how many times do I have to go around this mountain with you? You know it's a shortcut to the promised land. It only take about 11 days. I ain't down for a 40-year journey with you. Might not make it in. Okay? So the word, that's why we have to be equipped with the word. That's why we have to be disciplined to know when the word is applied and when it's not. And we also have to have that understanding to tell our brother or sister, you know what? Not this time. I'm not sure what you're going through. And I'm going to let you go through on this time on your own. I'm not pushing you out there, and I'm not leaving you to sink. But where I am and where I'm trying to get to, I'm not abandoning you. A grown person cannot be abandoned. But it is my understanding that this may be where you need to be on your own. You, our Father, Elder Brother, and the Holy Spirit, because I want to have the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding to not be the reason why you don't learn your lesson. Somebody say, that really does take some understanding. It does. We have to have the understanding to know when to be right there in the fray and when to get out. That's why we are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, y'all. We get wisdom. We get wisdom. And with all of our getting, we get understanding. Therefore, we are and we become equipped, disciplined, understanding, but not only do we understand, we have an understanding. We get it. Somebody say, we really get it. And the beauty of Galatians 5 that undergirds Proverbs 4:7 is truly. We really do have to be that spiritual person, that spiritual being, when we do encounter a person in their sin or even in our own. Yes, there's a time for a harsh rebuke, but remember, there's a difference between condemnation and correction. You can tell me I'm wrong. You can tell me I'm wrong, but you don't have to rip my spine out of my back to let me know. Some people just too hard, tough love. Don't talk to me about no tough love. Tough love ended when Jesus said it is finished. Love don't get no tougher than what Jesus bore for us in Calvary. So no, I don't have tough love. What I want to do is reason, because it's too much rough, tough hardness in the body of Christ, in our families, in the school, in our communities. I really don't remember Jesus being all rough with anybody, except for when he had to clear that temple. Now, he was brisk when he had to, but it was mostly with the people who were confronting him who did not want to listen to him. But y'all think about people, how Jesus handled people with sin. The woman caught in adultery, the woman who did not have any business touching him. Peter, whenever he, even right before, after he denied him or whatever, I got my times mixed up, but when Peter cut that man's ear off, Jesus said, put your sword down. Think about how Jesus responded to sin. And that individual that was caught in the very act. John 13 will help us understand very well. John 3:16, I came into the world to save it, not condemn it. Let's be aware of the condemnation. There is a difference. Repeat after me real quick. There's a difference between condemnation and correction. We do have to be corrected. We do have to be redirected. Stand on your feet, House of Judah. I hope that word touches someone, because I believe that God is calling us to a time and a place where we have to be equipped. We have to be disciplined. We have to be understanding so that we can be more like Jesus. Because Jesus wasn't sending people all. He just didn't crush a soul. He didn't beat people down. As a matter of fact, the Sadducees and Pharisees had an issue with him because he hung out with the sinners, the publicans, and the shameless people that they would not. Those who are well don't need a doctor. So you so well, hold what you got. But whenever you run into somebody who's not, don't beat them down because they are not as healed as you are. And I think this day and time, we are being called to be equipped, disciplined, and have a level of understanding that we just ain't thought about. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, who is constantly teaching us, who's constantly equipping us, who's constantly standing there disciplining us in the way that you know is best for us to learn. We thank you. We thank you that you are our everything, and you know everything about each and every one of us and the best way it is for us to learn. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, and most of all for your grace, because it stays with us. When we sin, when we fall short, when we make mistakes, and when our choices are really as dim as less than a 2-watt light bulb, we thank you that you are the light of the world that shines bright in us, who teaches us and guides us. For you said that we are your people. You are our God, and you will teach us. And for this we say thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, House of Judah and all of those who are listening, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you for his name's sake and for his glory. Go forth. Remember that you are equipped. Remember that you are disciplined in you.